continue the countdown, I'd like to welcome a new member to the AT40 family of stations this week. KWTC Barstow, California.
Number 13.
Last year at this time, hardly anybody in America had heard of a group called Heatwave. Now, times have changed. In the past 10 months, they've had three top 40 hits in a row. Their first, Boogie Nights, sold 2 million copies. Their second, Always and Forever, went over a million. And they've also had two big hit albums. Their first sold a million and earned a platinum record. And their current album has already been certified gold. And that's how you make a name for yourself on the pop chart. Here's Heatwave with The Groove Line. There's the sizzling international group Heatwave. They're all the way up to number 13 in their third week on the chart with The Groove Line. This is Casey on AT40 in Hollywood, and the number one song of the Soul Chart this week is also the biggest moving song on AT40, leaping 8 notches to number 12. Here are the OJs with a song that has its sights set on the number one spot, Used to Be My Girl. To Be My Girl, last week at number 20, this week all the way up to number 12, the OJs. We're counting down to the four-man group who used to be known as the Kings of English Bubblegum Rock. They risked losing a million-dollar career when they dumped the sound that gave them that image, but they won their gamble, and their latest hit is coming up.
American Top 40.
Every week, American Top 40 is heard in our 50 states and around the world on such great radio stations as KNPT, Newport, Oregon, WAYC, Bedford, Pennsylvania, and Radio Kanto, Yokohama, Japan. The song at number 11, moving up two this week, seventh week on the chart, is by Peter Brown. His second hit is Dance With Me. Dance With Me at number 11 on American Top 40 by Peter Brown. Well, now I have the latest hit by the former Kings of English Bubblegum Rock, the group who risked losing the million-dollar career they'd built when they dumped the very successful sound and image that had made them so successful in the first place. For several years, they poured out one bubbly hit after another in the United Kingdom, but there came a time about 4 years ago when they got tired of it. The money and the fame were nice, but they also wanted some respect. So they fired the top English songwriting and producing team who'd been turning out one bubblegum hit after another for the group. Then they took on full responsibility for their music. They began writing their own songs and producing their own records. And after several months, they began releasing the new material. It was a big gamble, but it worked. This week, their eighth chart hit in this country is up to number 10 here on American Top 40. Here are the former Kings of English Bubblegum Rock. Sweet, with their latest hit, Love Is Like Oxygen. There are 14 foreign acts in our countdown this week. 9 of them are English. Sweet is one of them at number 10 with Love Is Like Oxygen.
Casey's Coast to Coast. America.
We're counting down the biggest songs in the USA from Fargo to Fort Worth, from Winston-Salem to Minneapolis-St. Paul. I'm Casey Kasem, this is American Top 40, and we're up to number 9. The 9th biggest record in the country this week moves up 7 notches. Carly Simon, You Belong to Me. There's the 9th most popular song in our countdown this week in American Top 40, New Yorker Carly Simon and You Belong to Me. George Benson has taken his platinum album, Weekend in L.A., into the top 10 on Billboard's pop album survey. This week, the first single from that LP is on American Top 40 at number 8. Here's On Broadway, George Benson. George Benson on Broadway, last week at number 7, this week at number 8. You know, we're just a couple of weeks away from the next special American Top 40 countdown. On the first weekend in July, we'll be calling the roll of the biggest pop stars of this decade as we count down the 40 top recording acts of the 70s. A lot of great music by the most popular stars of the past 8 years. A dynamite show this 4th of July weekend. Right now at number 7, falling from number 4, Chuck Mangione and Feels So Good. 2 top 10 records in a row by 2 jazz artists on American Top 40. First, it was George Benson with On Broadway, followed by Chuck Mangione at number 7 in the countdown, falling from number 4 with Feels So Good. Coming up, the recent number 1 smash by the superstar who holds the all-time record for keeping the same album on the chart longer than anyone else in history. 9.5 years.
The hits from coast
This is Casey on AT40 in Hollywood, and this record has been in the top 10 for 3 weeks. It moves from 9 to 8 to 6 this week. ABBA and Take a Chance on Me. ABBA, the quartet from Stockholm, Sweden, at number 6, and moving up 2 on American Top 40 with Take a Chance on Me. Well, now I have the recent number 1 smash by the superstar who holds one of the all-time records in the history of the album chart. His Greatest Hits LP stayed on Billboard's album survey longer than any other album in chart history. During the first week of April, way back in 1958, his album titled Johnny's Greatest Hits debuted at number 12. 8 weeks later, it hit number 1, and it stayed there for 3 weeks. And then it continued to sell enough copies and get enough airplay to stay on the album chart for a mind-blowing 490 weeks. Now, for those of you who left your calculators in the other room, that's nearly 9.5 years. Now, you really got to figure that any album that can capture and hold the interest of an album-buying public for that long has to be a classic. And that's what it is. The man who recorded that phenomenal album? Merely one of the best-known and best-loved singers in the history of pop music, Johnny Mathis. This week, he's at number 5 on American Top 40 with his latest hit, a former number 1 pop and soul smash. Here are Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams with Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams on American Top 40 fall from number 3 to number 5 with Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. The four big ones coming right up.
American Top 40.
You're hearing the hottest hits in the USA as the countdown goes on now with the song at number 4, Moving Up 2 by Bonnie Tyler. Bonnie Tyler, born in Wales, making her home in London, England, with the fourth most popular song in the USA, It's a Heartache. Well, now, before we hear the three most popular songs in the nation, let's see what's at the top of the other charts. The number one soul song is Used to Be My Girl by the OJs. The number one country song, Two More Bottles of Wine by Emmy Lou Harris. The number one best-selling album, the soundtrack from Saturday Night Fever. 22 consecutive weeks in the top spot. And now, number 3 on American Top 40. Here's Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty. Jerry Rafferty, second week in the top 10, moving from number 5 to number 3 with Baker Street. Coming up, the brand new number 1 song in the nation by the only solo artist in the history of the American chart, whose first 3 single releases have all hit number 1.
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
Every week at this time, we count down the 40 top tunes in the country. I'm Casey Kasem, and here now are John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John with last week's number 1 song. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John with music from Greece. Last week's number 1 song, this week it falls to number 2. You're the One That I Want. Well, now I have the most popular song in America this week by the only solo artist in the history of the American chart whose first 3 single releases have all hit number 1. The only other solo singer in the 38-year history of Billboard's pop chart who comes even close is the king himself, Elvis Presley. The first 3 Elvis singles to make the pop survey did reach number 1, but they were not the first records he'd released. Well, the young man who this week becomes the first solo singer in history to hit number 1 with his first 3 releases has had all 3 of his number 1 songs in the past 11 months. I Just Want to Be Your Everything, Love Is Thicker Than Water, and this week, his 3rd straight release to hit the top. Here is Andy Gibb with the new number 1 song in America, Shadow Dancing.